So you are working on the topic of how women get involved into instrumental musical practice in Serbia. So the first question I have is, which traditional role has a woman in Serbian music, if you want to take it traditionally, and also in relation to an instrument? So why did you actually choose this question to investigate?
When I was a student of ethnomusicology, like undergraduate, there was like a mantra repeated to me by fellow students and also by some professors, that women actually only sing traditional, well, folk music. They do not play instruments at all. Or if they do so, they're like mannish women, you know, exceptions. So then, well, after my studies, I got involved into gender theory and also feminism. And then there was one like exhibition by the Museum of Ethnography in Belgrade about with the issue of folk music instruments. And there were some photos of female players on a traditional instrument called gusle. So I was kind of struck when I saw the photo. And I thought about the issue more. And then I did kind of small research of literature. And actually, I easily found, let's say, significant amount of data concerning female players. And at the same time, I was also becoming more aware of contemporary musicians that play traditional or folk instruments, as I said, within the revival and also within the new traditional scene of Serbian music. So I was trying to think how to connect their experience, or whether there is a connection of their experiences with those histories of female musicianship that was kind of non-existing at the time. So so what are the instruments actually? Well, mainly frula, which is like a reed pipe played by shepherds, but not only shepherds. Like this instrument would be considered as a national emblem, and also gusle. And then there were the copper pan, which is like span, and a woman would sing with this sound, buzzing sound. And this was like a thing done only by women. And some other instruments, of course. And some more contemporary instruments, actually. So, what traditional role did women take in instrumental music is kind of another question, because you have, like, in different genres, women as very prominent players, right? Like guitars, yeah, and some other instruments, like contemporary. So for me, it was kind of interesting to see how, like, traditional discourses and their revived form, and also like modern ideologies of female musicianship overlap. And also I wanted to actually explore the question why those players who really, really much care about their instruments and the tradition actually never explored or were rarely aware of other women creating this history. So that was like maybe the basic motivation for my research.
And you said you found some women really playing these instruments, and there are also, well, type of documentation about this, and or photos or rememberings. So can you tell me maybe about one or two persons, how they are actually perceived, and how they are, well, where they are playing, how they learned? So how are these images of female musicians are created?
Okay, so I'm going to speak now about contemporary players. For example, there is a woman who plays frula, the reed pipe, and she's the only one that holds the title of Meister, we would say. Meister, we say, like the master of the instrument, which is like official title. And how she started to play? Well, she actually she was kind of little girl 3 or 4 years old when she first time picked up the instrument, listening to her relatives and villagers, because she's from the village, how they played, and then her mother was very much against this, and not only her mother, but let's say the whole community of women in that village. They thought that she, if she plays publicly, she wouldn't be able to get married. So, and then she had to hide herself. She would go to another house and practice with a brother, who also bought her instruments. And this model like lasted for her whole childhood. When she was like 15 or 16, she started to earn money by playing. And the first thing she did was actually she spent her salary in buying clothes, I think, or gifts to her mother, who was kind of, you know, still unsatisfied, which still hurts her. When I talked to her, she actually told me that she never forgave her mother. And this is a model, actually. The person who opens the door into traditional music is usually a male relative, father or brother, and mothers are actually punishing the daughters, which is kind of strange, you know, the way patriarchy works through women disciplining women. Mm. Yeah. But her experience was like kind of connected to the time, the moment when she started to play, and also her background and her social context of village being patriarchal, you know, kind of remote maybe. And the other player, which serves like an emblem figure today, is a young player of Gusle. Her name is Bojana Pekovic, and she actually learns with help of her father. She's a student of secondary, I think, music school. So she started to perform at all male festivals of Guslars. And Gusle is instrument of epic poetry, like heroic male epic poetry. So she was singled out at the very moment she performed for the first time. And reactions were kind of different. Some people would praise her, and the other would like be like, this is like something going against the very core of tradition, because Gusle is a sacred, kind of sacred instrument, and it's a shame to see a woman playing the instrument. But nevertheless, because the whole climate changed, the social discourses surrounding this practice, so she was able actually to improve her position by entering the media practice. So she competed successfully at this year's edition of Who's Got Talent show in Serbia, and she won the first place. And this taking part in official highly visible practice actually influenced her playing. So she made a kind of a change of repertoire from a more traditional one to some like a kind of contemporary, maybe shy but still important experiments with kind of shifting of the music or style, the genre, because she performed as a solo performer also with her brother, who plays the accordion. So brought a lot of reaction within the like traditional media and on the internet, and there were like tons of comments concerning her either being a Serbian princess or a role model of femininity within national culture, or somebody who is like shameless, or at the end somebody who is creating or changing the tradition in a fruitful manner, like creatively. Mm.
What does it mean for society, or what does it mean especially for a Serbian society, when women really insist on doing something which is, well, historically forbidden for them? So what actually happens in society that they really they are brave enough to say, we are creating this musical space as well now, and we we take it over, or we want to participate in it as well?
Well, for sure, you get a lot of debates, of course. I think the impact is actually pretty much great, because you see how different social groups, both elites and, for, let's say, like a national-oriented strata of society, actually shift their perceptions of tradition, of what is to be of some ethnicity, and what is to belong to a contemporary Serbia today. For example, many young members of urban elite, as I said, they kind of commented like, we do not listen to this sort of music. This is an ugly music, but nevertheless, she's very good at it, so we might give it a try. And also people within the Gusle subculture who actually initially disliked her musical behavior came to accept her, and also to change their attitudes. So I think there is a kind of mediation that is taking place within the body and the discourses of concerning female performers. So yeah, I think there is a potential in that, actually, to maybe to ensure the debate would continue. And also there is a specific context of this taking place in today's Serbia, which is a society kind of divided in terms of ideology, whether we're going to be the members of the European Union, and or are we supposed to stay like a lonely national state on the Balkans. So I think this also has to do with the presentation and the role of female performers today, which sometimes is not seen like this, perceived by people, but I nevertheless I think it resonates with the larger field of politics and ideology.